Welcome to Beyond the Noise. Here's Olivet Nazarene University's chaplain, Mark Holcomb.
As you may know, I serve as the chaplain on the campus of Olivet Nazarene University, and we had something happen last week that we've been waiting a long time for. We had a day in the 70s. So you remember last Thursday? I mean, it seems a long ways away from us right now, but I took advantage, like maybe many of you did, of the amazing weather we had yesterday, and it took a very specific, particular look on our campus. They brought in these food trucks where they were giving out shaved ice and cotton candy. We had a doubleheader baseball game. We had a doubleheader softball game and colorful hammocks. I don't know if you've ever been to our campus when we have a warm day. These hammocks pop up everywhere. Well, the snow cone was fabulous. The baseball team beat St. Francis, which is always a beautiful thing. And the softball team won both of their games from Cardinal Stritch, which again was a beautiful thing. They are 10-0 in their conference. It was a beautiful afternoon until the wind shifted. I was standing at the baseball field and I watched the flags flying over the scoreboard in right center at Watson Field shift from south. I mean, the flags were blowing stiff from south to north, and on a dime they switched. I mean, in what seemed like a second, they switched from north to south. And the temperature, I bet it dropped 15 degrees in less than 5 minutes. I mean, we had gone from a beautiful spring day right back to where we'd come from. It was terrible. Just when we thought spring had sprung, the joke was on us. And as you well know from the weather, the last 4 to 5 days continues to be on us. As quickly as it takes for wind to shift from south to north, situations we face can change just as quickly. An email, a conversation with a friend, or a phone call from home, or a family member can change our situation on a dime. There are times in life we can feel like we've taken 3 steps forward, only to find ourselves taking 2 steps in the wrong direction we've just come, kind of like the weather did last Thursday afternoon. We move ahead, we move back. There are times we feel like we're on top of the world, only to have the wind shift, and we feel like we're right back where we started. Well, as we continue to do life the other side of Easter, recognizing that this is really probably more our reality than not, here's what I want you to know. God, He is in the move ahead and the setback. He is in the good days and the not so good. God didn't do that thing that just happened to you. He didn't make it happen to teach you a lesson or to get your attention. Now, there may be a lesson to be learned, or we can sense that God is closer because of what just happened, but He didn't cause it. In everything, hear me, in everything, we can be assured that He is working to redeem and restore whatever it is, making good from the not so good as it fits in line and falls in line with His will, redeeming and restoring us in the process. Because here's what we know. If there's anything we can learn from Easter, He, our God, will have the last word. I know it's easier to feel God in the good days, but God isn't only present when things are good. He's also present when they're not. So if you're experiencing a day or a week when the winds shift from warm southerly ones to cold ones coming off the lake, remember, God is present in both. And that is good news because we know He is good.
This has been Beyond the Noise with Chaplain Mark Holcomb. Watch Olivet Chapel services live or on demand at olivet.edu. Beyond the Noise is a production of Shine.fm.